business, so I put in for a discount.
Hi, this is Stacy.
That's me.
Hi, Stacy. My name is Stephanie. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing. How are you today?
Well, you know, not too bad. Doing great.
Okay. Well, I hope you're having a good Friday so far. And it looks like you were talking with Lulu. She put in the notes here you've been in business for about a year. Congratulations on that. That's a huge accomplishment. And how are things working out for you at this point so far?
I mean, they're a little slow. It's kind of like my side job. I still have a full-time job where I work 44 hours, and, you know, when I'm not working there, I'm always working as being a dad. So it's kind of like, why would I try and take on another endeavor? But here I am trying to make it happen.
Well, nice. That's awesome. So, I mean, are you looking to grow your company?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to leave my 9-to-5 and be able to start hiring on to people and actually get out of the field and do more of a managerial so that I can open more businesses.
Right. Okay.
Well, I'm a genuine entrepreneur. This is just the lowest overhead job that I could start without having to, like, buy real estate or anything like that. This is kind of the lowest, more sweat equity than capital. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Okay. That's awesome. And is it just you, or do you have, like, helpers, or?
Me, myself, and I right now.
Wow, okay. Well, you know.
I mean, I've got my mother kind of helping field calls, but.
Uh-huh. Okay. Are you doing any type of advertising right now?
Kind of just through Angie Leads. I'm not actually paying for any ads just yet. I wanted to make sure my website was good and try and get a couple reviews and have some before and afters and stuff. So that way when I ran leads, I was running authentic, genuine content, on these ads and not just like Google images or whatever.
Right. And I'm looking at your website. It's very nice. Did you have help with that, or?
I mean, Squarespace does a lot of it, and you just kind of go through afterwards and plug and play from Squarespace. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they had the template. I put in the content.
Right. Okay. Well, with our service, I want you to know that the major benefit of this position, Stacy, is that it did just become available within our company, and it is something we are filling today. So once we begin working with you on that first page of Google and Bing, what we're going to do is close out the category, and we can't work with anyone else who does what you do. So in other words, it is exclusive. We would never work with any of your competitors, which I'm sure you can appreciate that.
Well, yeah, naturally. I mean, but that would also quantify you guys being the only ones in the area doing that. And I actually got a call like 2 days ago from another guy named, I think, Scott, trying to offer me similar things. So you're not the only company trying to do it, although you might be the only company representing my industry.
Exactly. There are actually a lot of SEO companies out there. But there's only a handful of Google partners. We are one of them. We're actually a premier Google channel partner, which is the highest ranking you can get. So we're not only capable of providing the service for you, but we can get you up there quicker than other companies can. And what I mean by exclusivity is, you know, when it comes to our company, we would never work with your competitors. That's not to say you're going to be the only one listed on that first page. But we, you know, you don't have to worry about us signing up, you know. So. That's a plus
I get you.
That differentiates us from others. And so how this works...
I'm a brass tacks kind of guy.
Nice, okay. Now, how this works, everything is set on a 2-month verbal agreement. And then after that, it goes month to month, okay? Your pricing is going to be set at a flat rate of just $199 a month. That rate will never go up on you. No matter how many jobs you get on Google, it's always going to stay at $199. And there's a lot that comes with it. There's a lot we'd be doing for you here. How many miles are you looking to stay? How local are you looking to stay? Like a 20-mile radius?
I mean, that seems about reasonable. You know, it makes it about a 40-minute drive round trip, roughly, you know, almost an hour kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm open wherever the money's at, you know what I mean? But I have to then start factoring in my pricing, gas, and I don't know that I'll win those bids because they might be a little higher than somebody else because I'm trying to factor in for the gas, you know, increase.
Right. So this would be
that's the only thing that makes me hesitant for doing further out.
Yeah, I mean, just to get your foot in the door, you know, we can get you found within that 20-mile radius. And, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to offer complete Google local optimization setup. So what that means is anytime anyone is in within that radius and they're doing a search for pressure washing, they you're going to show up on that first page in the map section, okay? So they'll contact you direct. In addition to that, we're also going to include a directory submission package with 60 of the most popular directories. So we'll get you found on Yelp, Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Facebook, BBB.org, and that'll get your name out there even more, and also get you more of an online presence. Right now, I do see here you are listed on a few different directories, Home Advisor being one of them. But this is, you know, the more directories you're listed on, the better. Now,
right, yeah, I'm on Yelp, but I'm on Bing, not Bing, but I'm on Yelp, and I'm on Angie's Leads, and I'm on Facebook, but I don't know that I'm necessarily listed yet, and I'm also on the Google My Business thing, but it's not, you know, it's not pulling up, I guess. I've got a two-year-old.
So, I mean, when I do a search in Forest, Virginia 24551 under pressure VA, there's no Google My Business popping up. So, but that's an easy fix. We can get you PIN verified from Google if we need to. You should get that within.
I mean, I got the form and everything already. Yeah, I already did that. Yeah, put it in and everything already.
Oh, you did. Okay. Well, then in that case, you could provide us with the PIN and we can get that started for you. So you'll have that Google Business profile.
I mean, I already put it in, so that's why I'm surprised that it hasn't.
Was this?
I don't even have the paper anymore. Like 4 days ago, 5 days ago, something like that.
Interesting. Okay. I'm not sure. But we can definitely check that out and see what's going on, why you're not popping up there. It's super easy fix, you know, if anything. So, and then in addition to the directories that we're going to list you on, we're going to provide initial content creation on Bing. And then we're going to list you on Amazon Alexa. So people could do voice-activated searches and find you that way. And then we're also going to provide exposure that covers mobile devices. So that includes iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Now, do you have a website for your business? Oh, I'm looking. You do. I have it right in front of me. Okay. Perfect. So we'll attach
the website. Running through the field of everything.
So we'll attach that website to your Google Business profile to bring traffic to it. I mean, we're literally covering all of your bases when it comes to your online marketing, Stacey. We're going to handle everything for you on the back end so you could solely focus on your business. Okay, I mean, how does that sound?
Right. Oh, yeah, please, stop. Yeah, $200 is a bit much in the initial investment. Like I said, I'm trying to get off the ground. I've done, like, three jobs. Not that I've not made any money, but I'm not, I guess, I'm not sure how my ROI is going to be right now. In other words, you know, I'm not saying you guys do a bad job or anything like that. I'm just, I'm hesitant, you know. I've got money in Angie's Leads, and, you know, I'm not necessarily getting my ROI out of them yet, but they're trying to work with me. They've offered me a discounted rate and everything else. So it's kind of like, okay, well, I'll see what I can do. I've already kind of invested a little bit in them. I'm not opposed to having.
Yet?
Yeah, they've gotten me two of the three jobs I've done.
Okay. You have to pay for each lead with that service, right?
Right.
So this is entirely different. We work with a lot of clients that use that service as well. And because the two programs are completely different, they work very well together. You know, because with this service, you're not going to have to pay per lead. And then clients won't have to go through any kind of third party to find you. Most people, when they're looking for your services, they're Googling it, right? So not a lot of people know about the third-party generator services, but everybody sure knows Google. Everybody uses Google. So they're going to contact you directly, you know, off that first page. Now, with our services, I mean, I actually did a search in our analytics for pressure washing services in your area, and there were over 1,213 searches just done on pressure washing services in the last 30 days. So there's a lot of opportunity to be had just in your backyard. I mean, during
right,
a popular
for sure.
industry, especially your time of year, this time of year, you know, it's probably the busiest season for you. What
absolutely.
Better way than to place your company on that first page? Imagine how many phone calls you're really going to be getting.
No, I mean, despite the pitch, I get the value of it. I just...
Okay.
200 is a lot. Lulu was saying something about a discount. If 200 is your discount, I'd hate to know how much your full price is.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting you at a really good rate here. Our standard rates go for, you know, $299 a month, so we're getting you at a discounted rate already. Now, we do have a super local package. If you're, you know, we can get you found within a 5 to 10 mile radius. For that, we can get you in out the door for $149.
I got you. So $50 more just gets me 10 more miles.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So we can get you in within a 5 to 10 mile radius for just $149. Just to get your foot in the door. I mean,
and then, right, no, I mean, I'm picking up what, you know, I'm getting it. I'm trying to, I'm a very meticulous, like, how does this work type of guy. So
okay.
I pay attention to the fine print and the details. So
right.
if my questions are annoying, I apologize. That's just the
no,
way my brain works.
No. Ask away.
if after the 2 months and I'm just like, nah, I'm good, do I now fall back to the bottom of the list? Is it uniquely your service? Or once you're done and I will be placed where I will be placed?
Exactly. It is a paid service. So long as you're with Local Splash, we'll ensure that first page placement. But as soon as you cancel the service, I mean, we're not going to, you know, be getting you up there for free. So we would, you know,
no
longer work on
online. Right, but I feel like, I see what you're saying. But it would stand to reason that it would be doing okay on its own for a little while anyway. You're not going to go in and, like,
yeah.
remove all the SEO out of it.
I don't, as far as the details in terms of removing, I'm unsure about that. I can find out for you. But we would no longer be working on your SEO. So therefore your placement may stay up there for who knows how long, but indefinitely, you know, like we're not going to continue to provide our services to ensure that first page placement. So there's no telling where you'll be ranking if you were to cancel the service.
Right. Now I get it. For a visual aid, at least in my head, I'm looking at it like a time, like an hourglass, like the sand glass running through, right? So things are always changing with Google and how the algorithm works and stuff like that. So that
right.
to me represents the slow trickle of sand falling out of the hourglass. So
right.
me hiring your company essentially continuously pours more sand on top, allowing me to stay as prominent and productive on Google as possible because you're there on the back end working on it. What I'm trying to find out is after I decide I don't want to invest in it anymore, are you guys then just going to dump out the hourglass, delete all the work you've done and kind of put me back to basics? Or are you going to just leave it as it is and kind of walk away and be like, best of luck to you? That's what I would want to know. Because if you're going to go back in and destroy it after, if I can't afford it in a couple months because I'm not generating any money.
So we're not going to destroy anything. So essentially we would leave it as is. It would be the second option. But I'm going
right.
to ask my supervisor because I don't want to provide inaccurate information. So if you were to cancel. Service.
Come on, buddy. Let's go get some chocolate. I'm going to use it as well. Come on. You want to go upstairs, get some chocolate?
Yeah.
All right, bud. Let's go, buddy. I'm going to get my headset, get you some chocolate, give my arm a break. Oh, they're downstairs playing, bud.
Okay, he's responding right now.
No worries. I know how this, I don't know how your system, your company specifically works, but I know how the game's played. I've worked in call centers and I've worked for sales and I've done telesales. And so I don't know specifically your industry, but I know how the game works. So.
Right. So he's, okay, so my supervisor's saying that eventually you will, so you're going to fall down progressively. So you're paying us to keep you on that first page. So eventually you will triple
right.
down if you're not paying
yeah,
for an SEO service.
Right. Yeah.
So
I mean, like I said, the algorithm does change and.
What's that?
Yeah. I was just worried. It said, I know the algorithm changes and stuff. Yeah. I was worried that if I canceled after a few months that you guys would be like, cool, let me go in there and remove all the little SEO stuff that you've done to help get me listed, basically, is what I was worried about. You guys would undo the work you've done, basically.
Right. So we wouldn't essentially undo the work that we've done, but we wouldn't continue to do the work that we've
yeah.
done. So you would eventually fall down the list, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I get you. I just, like I said, I've heard of horror stories where, like, people have canceled subscription services, and they go in, and then they start taking out all the keywords that they added, and they start taking out all the, I don't know everything about SEO, but they basically start undoing, like, oh, you don't want to work with us anymore, that's fine, you don't get the benefit from us anymore, and in fact, you lose all the benefit that you've got from us.
Right.
So that's kind of what I was trying to make sure wasn't going to happen.
No, not at all. But, I mean, our goal, so, you know, this is a long-term solution for your company, right? We wouldn't want you to sign up with us for 2 months and then, you know, go ahead and cancel the service. We're very confident that you're going to stick with us long-term. This is a long-term solution for your company, right? So, you know, that's
right.
why we don't tie you into any kind of long-term contracts because of that. We're very confident in the services we offer.
Yeah, you guys should have been eating breakfast. What are you talking about? Okay.
So I'm sure.
Man, like I said, I really want to do it. If I hadn't already kind of sink in some money into Angie's leads, I'm trying to get back to a base. You know, right now I'm in the red. I'm not even in a green or a black situation. So I'm trying to at least recoup some of the money I've already dumped into Angie's leads.
Right. Well, I mean, once we land you one good job on Google, that's going to offset the cost of the entire program, right? And then every other job after that is going to be profit for you?
In theory, but, I mean, so, yes, in reality, that is what would happen, but it's nobody can guarantee the jobs, yeah, so that's always the hard part. I'm not expecting
yeah,
to
I understand.
Guarantee the jobs, I'm just saying.
It's tricky.
but,
you know, we are talking about Google.
So
I feel like it speaks for itself.
Yeah. You don't have to sell me. I have to figure out where the money's coming from because I don't
sure.
have it right now.
Okay.
So that's what I'm trying to figure out. You know, the 150 is cool. I'm in the 5 to 10 mile range. I could work with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to figure out how to afford you guys right now. It will pay for itself once I get my first job, but I'm trying to.
Right.
I've had to recoup some of the costs in starting this business. I've had the LLC and all that. For a year, but I've only been working for a couple of weeks, and so I've bought equipment and, you know, just starting a business stuff. So it's kind of like I've already shelled out close to 12 grand getting this thing off the ground.
Wow.
So
yeah,
you know, what's another $200? But at the same time, like, I don't really have another $200. I still got my truck note and my house note. And
mm-hmm. I understand completely. It's an investment, right? So it's just a matter of, you know.
I mean, it's worth it. I just got to find it. I got to find the money. You know what I mean?
All right.
Let's see here. What kind of information would you need? Like all my login credentials through like Squarespace and Facebook and stuff, or?
Nope. So, I mean, we do offer Facebook ads if that's something you're interested in, but I feel like at this point it would be good just to get you in for that local package. And then later on down the line, once you see how well it works for you, you can always add additional services that we offer. The only thing that I would require, so what we would do to get you started, I really would only need 10 minutes of your time. I would gather some basic information from you, Stacey, and then we would schedule you in for a client interview. It'll be about a 20 to 30 minute interview with a technician. They'll go over keywords, service area, content, make sure everything I have put down is accurate, you know, because as you know, that's super important for your Google listing. And then we'll process your first month payment, secure that position, close out the category entirely. So that's really what, how that would work. I wouldn't need you to be in front of a computer or anything. It's super basic information.
Right. Well, then how do you guys optimize my listing if you don't have to modify my website or anything like that?
So if you have a website, so if you wanted us to modify your website, we can, depending on where you purchased it. Is it through Wix or?
That's through Squarespace.
Squarespace. Okay. So I would have to double check in terms of if you wanted modifications on your website, we can do that. Possibly if it was through Squarespace, I would have to double check on that. But that's not the requirement for first page placement on Google. You don't even need a website. It's not a requirement. It is helpful for clients to reach you or to be able to see the work that you've done. But like I said, that has no bearing on your placement on Google. So if you have that website.
I guess I don't fully understand how you guys make it happen then. I guess that's my problem, and that's something I want
so
to go
on. That would be organically.
I don't know how you guys make it.
Right. So if we were to optimize your website and get you found that way, that would be organically. That's not the local map section. So that would take time, right? That does take time to get you listed organically. The organic section is on the bottom of the page of Google. So when you do a search on Google, what happens is on the very, very top, there's the Google Guaranteed, right? There's like three businesses that are listed there. Below that is the ad section, right? Google Ads. It'll say the word ad next to it, like three or four businesses listed.
Yes.
And then in the middle of the page is the local map section, that map that pops up with the red dots. Okay? That's where we're placing
you,
is in that local map section.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, most people go to the map section.
That's something I haven't looked into. That's funny. That's just something I haven't looked into on how to do on my own. So it's I'm inquisitive. It's one of I have a feeling of being over a barrel because I feel like I've got no knowledge, so I feel out of my wheelhouse, I guess. So it's intimidating. Anyway.
Well, and that's why we provide the service for you. We specialize in this. We're a premier Google Channel partner. We have there's a team of us that are, you know, that specialize in optimizing in SEO and listing you in that local map section. There's a lot that goes into it. So.
For sure. All right. Well, I guess let's stop dancing around it. I don't even know how you guys found me. If I'm so far down and low and little in this area, I don't know how you guys even came across me to try and solicit me, because there are plenty of other businesses, like you said, that populate before me. Somehow you managed.
Right, it's our job. It's our job to find companies that would benefit from this service. You're not anywhere on that first page of Google, so, but we do see you. We may have found you from Home Advisor. We may have found you that way, but have a team of us that are searching through the area to fill this position when it does become available.
Fair enough. So do you get the credit for the sale, or does Lulu get the credit for the sale? How does that work? Because you did a pretty good job doing the pitch. I mean, I guess you kind of closed it out, but I feel bad for her not making anything.
Oh, no. She gets credit. Absolutely. She's the one that found you. So, yeah.
So she does the cold call, and then you get the warm transfer and try and close the deal, huh?
That's pretty much how it works, yes.
Like I said, I've done it. It's not my first rodeo.
Right.
Man. 150 for 5 to 10 miles, and then somehow magically $50 more gets me 10 more miles. And you said, all right, yeah, I guess let me go for it. Let's go for it. Let's see how it does. Hopefully, like you said, the first job will pay for the investment. So
exactly. Okay. And all we ask is that you give us 1% of your trust, Stacey. Let us earn the 99%, right? I mean, this is it's true. I know it sounds silly. I know it sounds silly, but there's a lot of truth to it, right? That's just how marketing is, right? You had to take a chance with Home Advisor,
right?
Right. So.
Well, yeah, but they had a more trusted name. You know what I mean? You could be John Jerry's SEO. You know what I mean? I have no idea. So.
Well, we are going to send you everything in writing. We do have a lot of credibility. Like I said, a premier Google channel partner, that's the highest ranking you can get as far as being a Google partner. And there's not very many of those.
I hear your words. You sound very believable. But I could tell you I'm a premier pressure washing guy. I just moved to Virginia, so I have to reestablish myself. Like,
well,
how would you know from Adam whether or not I'm lying to you?
And I can show you this, right? We have our premier partner badge on our website. So we earned that badge. And
again.
Yeah. Which I am going
to
send you.
I've got no way to verify or double check. I'm not saying you're lying to me. I'm not trying to accuse you of anything of the sort. I'm just saying I've got no way to know how to verify what you're telling me.
And I just want to ensure you that we can show you who we are. That's all.
I got you.
Okay. All right. So I really only need about 10 minutes of your time, 15 max. To get you set up.
Extra.
Yes. Stacy. how do you spell your first name? Is it S-T-A-C-E-Y?
C-Y.
Okay. And what's your last name, Stacy?
K-E-E-C-H. How did I end up with all you up here? When I tried to leave you guys down there, that's what I'm confused with. Because I brought him up to try and help not distract you guys, but that, I don't know, it's whatever. It's just confusing to me.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Quiet. No. I'm talking to my kids.
Oh.
I got a 2-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 12-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
I tried to bring the 2-year-old up so that they could give everybody else a break, and then I get up here with him, start feeding him some little snacks, and all of a sudden they're up here eating. I'm like, what the fuck?
Aww.
Can't win for losing.
So, Stacy, what's your email address?
StacyKeach@underpressureva.com.
Okay. And then the best contact number for clients to reach you is the 434-660-4797?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google is going to send you a one-time PIN verification code in the mail. It's about the size of a postcard.
Again?
Okay. Just kidding. That's right. You already received that. Okay. Perfect. And so we just would need access to that.
There you go. It's not my first rodeo. That's through the pin and way. I already went through and did all that through Google Business.
Okay. All right.
I'm not the most up to date on how to do SEO stuff, but I've definitely done my fair amount of research trying to get there.
Right.
I updated my website the way I did and tried to put the quote unquote proper words in there. And, it's not my business to do SEO, but I've done a little bit of Googling, as it were.
Right, and that's what we specialize in, so you could solely focus on your business. Cut yourself a break, so all you have to do is be ready to take those phone calls. All right, now do you want to be the only one to have access to your account, or do you want to add your spouse? Or?
My mom's helping field phone calls, so I guess it should be beneficial for both me and my mother. I don't care if my spouse can do it. I just don't know that she would need.
Okay, and what is your mother's name?
Paula, P-A-U-L-A.
Okay. All right. And then, let's see, as far as the services that you offer, they will be used as keywords, right? So you get up to 15 various keywords and phrases. So you're open to commercial and residential pressure washing. And then, so we can get you found for, driveway pressure washing, and then do you do window cleaning?
No, I don't do window cleaning.
I
pressure wash buildings, roofs, sidewalks, driveways, red clay removal, pool decks, wooden decks, wooden fences. You let me know when I'm running out of words.
Okay.
I mean, it would set
you said, what did you say? Clay or something?
Yeah, red clay. Like, the red clay gets on the bottom of the houses and stuff like that. I really wanted to kind of be the guy that does red clay, although people probably don't search for it.
Uh-huh.
I feel like anybody can say that they wash houses or that they'll clean your roof, but not, I don't feel like very many people are advertising that they do the red clay around the houses that happen. You know, I'd say probably 8 out of 10 houses have like a ring around their house with red clay. So I was trying to like be the red clay removal guy that also pressure washes houses. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Trying to,
well,
trying
we can...
to have my own little appeal.
Yeah, that's good. Do you have that added to your website?
Everybody relax. Yeah. Well, wait, nice. Do I? I don't know.
Okay, roof washing,
like do,
details, home washing, roof washing, vehicle detail as well?
Yeah, I do auto detailing.
Okay.
But I didn't want to put that on there because it's going to take away from my product. I make more money washing houses than I do washing cars. I put it like that.
Right. Okay.
So if it comes down to my 15 keywords and I need more for the pressure washing houses side of things, we can get rid of the detailing, automotive detailing.
Right. Makes sense. Okay. And then, okay, perfect. All right. And then,
like gutter cleaning, roof cleaning, house washing, decks, pool decks, wooden fences. Or fences in general, I guess. Doesn't have to be wood. There's vinyl fences too. I do those.
Okay.
Trying to think to give you any. The red clay removal. Basically, that is that covers the house. I can't think of anything else.
Okay.
Businesses,
are you? And then you're not going to require. Let me count them. Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12. You got 2 more.
I don't know how to word it, but I'm trying to figure it out in my head. Basically, when you go to, like, fast food restaurants or you go to gas stations, they've got the dumpsters out there. And there's always, like, food or grease or whatever kind of around their dumpsters.
Have people called you for that service?
That
type of service?
I don't think people know that it's really offered. Because I've talked to a couple different people through via like drive-through and stuff. I'm like, hey, does anybody clean that? And they're like, what? No. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, who's your manager? Because I certainly can get in there and clean that for you.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So I don't even know that they're aware that it's actually a serviceable thing. I guess maybe I don't know. But
right. Maybe like dumpster cleaning.
Maybe we don't need it.
Now, power washing and pressure washing. Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so power washing could be a keyword then.
Oh, okay.
Is there a difference between the two?
No. Power washing is pressure washing. It's just using a gas-powered pump to generate the pressure. There's a different one that's called soft washing, which I do, and that's
soft.
That's
you offer soft washing?
I do then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's do that as a keyword.
That's actually more of what you do. All right. That's more of what you do on houses and roofs and stuff anyway. If anybody actually legitimately pressure washes the roof, the risk of damaging it is a lot higher. And even the Roofing and Shingle, like, Association, I forget what they're actually called, but they highly discourage people from putting a pressure washer to their shingles.
Oh. Learn something new every day. Wow, I didn't know that.
I'm sure you care about all this random knowledge.
Well, no, it's good to know. I mean, we work with all industries,
yeah,
so I learn a lot about different services.
If you ever call somebody to wash your house or whatever, and they show up with a pressure washer and try and pressure wash your roof, you probably want to be a little leery of it.
Okay, that's good to know. And then it's not a requirement for you to be licensed and insured, right?
Not a requirement, but I am insured.
You are. Okay.
I have a business. I don't have to have a business license in my county, but I'm registered. I have an LLC and I have insurance. So.
Okay. Now, as far as the areas that you get to target, okay, we're going to get you found in Forest, your local area. You get to pick and choose within a 10 mile radius, whether it's cities or counties that you would like to target within that 10-mile range. So what surrounding areas would you drive to?
So we got like Forest, Bedford, Lynchburg. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, bud. I'm not mad at you. I just don't want you to break it. Trying to think about my surrounding areas. Like, probably better to do it by county. It seems like it's a wider net. So there's Campbell County, Bedford County.
You said what Campbell County?
Yeah, Campbell.
Okay. And then what was the second county?
Campbell County. Bedford. Bedford.
Okay.
Bedford.
All right.
There's a red that goes with that, and it goes in the Tupperware. Nobody.
Where? I'm sorry.
Sorry, I got
Bedford
kids doing
County.
Kid stuff.
That's okay.
Yeah, Campbell, Bedford. I think off the top of my head now, because like 10 miles, what direction do I want to go?
What I'm doing now, I'm just trying to make it as easy, smooth as possible for your client interview. So if they have this information based off of, it'll go a lot quicker for you. And so I'm just making it easier for them.
Yeah, we'll go back downstairs in a minute, buddy. Madison Heights.
Okay. All right.
Trying to keep it in the same general area, basically. Bedford stretches out through Good, so that'll be okay. We'll go with that. I'll stop there for right now until I can give you or your person that calls me if I'm not out of range yet. You know what I mean?
Of course, not a problem. And then your hours of operation, how would you like to promote that on Google?
I guess we'll go like 9 to 6.
9 to 6, okay. Monday through Friday?
Right now it's going to be every day until I can, you know, do this full-time and leave my full-time job, and then I'll probably shorten it down Monday to Friday with exceptions for the weekends. But
do you want it
to be open to everybody?
Right. Monday through Sunday or Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, I mean 24/7 basically, you know, nine to six Monday through Friday. I mean 7 days a week.
Okay.
Because I just like I said, I got to get out there. So.
Right, absolutely. Okay, and you know you'll always have the option to change that if needed. And then the forms of payment you accept: cash, check, credit, debit.
I could get the Square app and stuff and try and get that fingered in. I mean, right now, I guess it would just be cash and check because I don't have a way to take a credit card, but.
Okay. And then do you offer, like, Zelle or any of the, like, the Cash App or Venmo?
I have all of those things, but none of them are set up through my business, so I probably should work on that as well.
So we'll just do cash. Yeah, if that ever changes, you just let us know and we'll update that for you. Right now, we'll just do cash and check. Now, I do want you to know, if you go through PayPal, well, actually, no, never mind, because you have a website already. But we do offer if you ever wanted to change your website, we optimize websites as well. And there's a way for clients to make payments through your website. It's operated through PayPal. But you have a website. So, okay. All right, perfect. So now what we're going to do is schedule you in for a client interview. It'll be, like I said, a 20 to 30-minute interview. We are pretty booked up for the rest of today. How's Monday looking for you? Monday.
Like any other day of the week? Monday I'll be working my full-time job, so I'll need to say like available anytime after one.
After one, okay. So that
I work overnight, so I'm not up. I'm not up until noon.
Okay, well, how does 11 o'clock sound? Or I'm sorry, 2 o'clock.
Sounds like I'll be. 11 o'clock sounds like I'll be asleep. Not 2 o'clock.
No, we're located in Southern California, so there's a 3-hour difference. So our 11 o'clock would be your 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, so expect it. What's that?
Did you guys are out of Cali?
Yes. Yeah, we're in Orange County, California.
I gotcha.
And then I'm going to send you a text message with our contact number. Save that to your phone because that will be how you would communicate with us moving forward. If you ever wanted any updates or if you had any questions, you would contact your account management team that way. So I sent you an invite via Google Calendar to your email for the client interview. You don't have to respond to it. It's just for your record to have. And that's on the 18th at 2 p.m. Let's see.
All right.
Perfect. Okay. So now we're going to go ahead and get into billing. Okay. Are you going to secure this position with a business card or is it a personal card?
Business card, because I'm on American Express. Anytime I have any problems, they give me my money back and they fight for their money back.
Okay, all right.
I've always enjoyed my... I've had issues before, not necessarily doing this type of service, but I've had people try and scam me out of other things in other businesses, and I'm just like, you know what? I feel scammed. Let me call American Express. They're like, no problem. Here's the money back, and we'll take care of it on our end.
Nice. That's good. That's good. A secure... Sounds very secure. That's great. Okay. So
yeah,
American
Express. If you don't have an American Express card, I highly recommend.
It's hard to get, isn't it?
Get one I mean, most of the time they are, but for right now, they're partnered with Amazon, and that makes it a lot easier. I wouldn't say it's.
Oh, wow.
Everybody gets it, but it is a lot easier when you try and pair it through the Amazon app.
Yeah. That's good to know.
So.
Okay. Now, is there a middle initial on your card?
You're all right, buddy. No, it's just Safety Keach.
Okay, and you said it's a business card?
It is.
And so does it say Under Pressure VA?
Actually, it's my my credit management company card. It's Keach Asset Solutions.
Oh, okay. All right.
So Keach Asset Solutions. It was a credit repair company that I was helping people with.
Okay.
So I originally got that card through, but it's still mine. It's still 100% me. It's not.
And what? I'm sorry. How do you spell that?
Problems.
I didn't catch the name.
Which? Keach, K-E-E-C-H, Asset, A-S-S-E-T, Solution, S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N.
Okay. And the address associated with the card is the same?
Yes.
100.
Yeah, it's all me, okay. My house.
Okay, perfect. I'm ready for those numbers when you are.
3780-01-4195-11003.
Okay. I'm going to repeat that back to you. That's 3780-01-4195-11003.
Correct.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
626.
And the 3 digits in the back?
911.
Okay. Let's see. All right. So we're locking you in for our local only bundle for just $149. And I'm going to go
what
ahead
is
and
it normally since I'm being discounted.
Well, that's just our super local package. That's as low as it gets.
I guess, yeah.
As far as rates go. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and process your payment now. And you're going to receive your invoice via text message and via email, okay? Now, attached to that invoice is going to be your terms and conditions that I will need you to sign. So you should be receiving that any minute now. Okay. No credit cards ever provided in billing information. Are you kidding me? Can I get your card number one more time? I'm sorry about that. It didn't save.
Hey, Liam, will you get my wallet off the couch? Appreciate it, bud. I don't have it right, but I'm doing
oh,
the butt
okay.
Change number 2 year old. So.
Okay.
I sent my other son to go grab it, so he's going to go grab it. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, you pooped. Congratulations. My wallet should have been on the couch. Oh, it's in my pocket. Look at you. Being a smart guy. Thanks for looking, bud. Sorry about that. What if I didn't take... Anyway, 3780014195110003.
Okay, expiration is June 2026.
Yes,
626. Okay.
I'm trying to get the poop off.
Why is it doing
nasty?
There we go.
I'll have to, that terms and conditions, I'm going to read it. Might forward it to my lawyer just to help me miss, in case I miss something.
That's super easy to read.
Right.
Yeah, if that's
I'd
what you
like to be.
Yeah, if you feel like you need to do that, absolutely.
I would have ordinarily never done it, but after getting my lawyer and talking with him and him explaining to me kind of the legalese in a way that I never thought of, you know, it's
right.
It's one thing to say, like, you know, I'm not responsible for anything, and it's another thing to say, you know, this company assumes no responsibility for blah, you know, it's like it's all in the wording because that's ultimately what people take to court. Not that I'm taking it to court. I'm just kidding.
Right.
I'm over-explaining the situation.
Okay. No,
but,
if you always want to cover your end, like your ends, I absolutely understand that. Especially if you've had lots of great experiences in the past, I can definitely understand that. If you want to, you know, watch,
yeah.
You know. So, but I did send you over, so you did get that invoice. And, I mean, so what you're saying is you want to discuss it with your lawyer before signing the terms and conditions?
Like, I'm going to read the terms and conditions, and if I feel like I don't understand, if there's a lot of legalese that may be over my head, then, yeah, I'm going to talk it over with my lawyer. But
okay.
As long as I can understand it in plain enough English, I don't mind signing it. I'm not trying to get out of signing it. I'm just trying to cover myself. That's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So if you can sign that right now, it's the link to the invoice was sent to you. You just click. So there's the invoice was sent to you in a text message. It'll say click here to accept subscription terms. So then once you click there, it'll take you to your terms and conditions. Once you reach there, you scroll down to the bottom. There's a box for you to check, and then there's a box for you to sign your name. You just type in your name exactly how it shows.
I got you. I'm still kind of trying to wrap up changing his stink.
Oh, okay. No worries. So So in the meantime, I'm going to send you a couple of things here, okay? I'm sending you two emails. Well, no, I'll do that after. No, I'll do it now. I'm going to send you two emails. The first email is labeled Google Advertising. And what essentially that is everything that we discussed that's included in the package is going to be in writing for you, okay?
Right.
All right. So that's in an email. And then the second email I'm sending you is labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. Now, this is going to walk you through step-by-step your customized tracking and reporting system, which I didn't disclose to you yet, but it is included in the package, okay? So it's a really great way for you to monitor your reviews. It's a platform that you're going to use. To monitor your reviews, you're going to be able to keep track of what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location the search was performed. You're also going to be able to track how many phone calls you received from new clients. So it's a really great way to track your progress. Okay. So that is being sent to you in an email. It'll walk you through how to navigate that. And then I'm also going to send you three text messages. The first message I'm sending you is labeled the first text I'm sending you is our direct contact number. My name is Stephanie. I will be the lead on your account, okay? And don't forget to save that to your phone.
Maybe I'm lucky you.
And then the second text message I'm sending you is a 5-minute YouTube video to watch. And that's going over what Local Splash is all about, us as a company. Okay.
I gotcha. Okay.
And then lastly, advanced reporting. So these are all coming in a text message. And I hope you're still able to locate that invoice that I sent you. It should have been one of the first messages you received from us.
Can I get you on hold 1 second?
Sure, not a problem.
All right, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
It was UPS, which I thought was weird, because UPS very rarely ever calls anybody. So I was trying to answer that, but nobody was there. So now I feel like it was a scam.
Oh.
No, we're not playing outside. I was trying to look for people. Thought UPS would be outside, but... Yeah. Cheese and crackers. My house is a mess right now. In chaos. Not in, actually, still. Careful, bud. Go slow. I'm trying to get my other phone so that I can do what this lady's asking me to do. Because they're not going to care that your name's Stephanie. It's weird that you guys are in California and yet your call came up out of Virginia.
That's because we use a voice over, a VoIP system is what it's called. And it cuts down on costs for us. So that's kind of why we do that. Voice over carry system, I think is what it's called.
VoIP, VoIP, voice over internet protocol.
Oh, sweet. Yes, that.
I told you. This is not my first rodeo. I know what's going on. You know what I mean? I don't know exactly how your business is, but I know a lot for, I'm a meticulous person and I like to know the hows and whys of things. I said that earlier in the conversation and I wasn't interested. I just.
No, you weren't.
The way my brain.
Wow.
It's the way my brain works.
That's good.
Okay, so I got all your text messages. I got your quote-unquote direct contact.
Okay. And then do you see that invoice that was sent to you?
Local Splash, welcome. Invoice what would have been in the email, huh? Let's see what we got here.
I got the invitation. Are you my Monday at 18, or is it somebody else?
Nope, that's you.
No, I'm saying the meeting that I'm having with, is that going to be with you, or is that with somebody
oh.
else?
Nope, that's going to be with a technician. And you'll be
okay.
working with them moving forward. You'll be assigned to an account management team that will be helping you with your account moving forward.
So what does that need your direct contact info for?
It's not my direct contact info. It's our company direct contact number. It's the 877-635-6225. That's the number you save to your phone. Huh? Well, that's my extension. So let's say for whatever reason, okay, it should not happen, okay? You can't reach your account management team. You can always reach me via text, email, or phone call, okay? And I can try to get a hold of whoever you need to reach. But that's never going to happen because they're very responsive to phone calls. So that's just a just in case you have it, you know. But you should not,
Your thank you email says the $199 month to month. Just so you're aware
that
you sent me the pricing, $199 month to month. Yeah.
Let me see here. Okay, let me change that for you. Your invoice says $149, so that's your bill of sale, your invoice. But let me change that email. I'll send you one more email with that. It's a pricing structure that we don't normally advertise, so.
I'm trying to get the invoice. I don't see the invoice.
I can send it to you one more time. It was one of the, it should be the first, you should have gotten it in a text message and an email. The first text that you should have received from us.
Check to see how your business appears. Use the free listing scanning tool. And then... email is really weird. Let's see here. It's got staggering stuff, but still nothing as far as invoice goes. Maybe it went through my spam folder by accident.
You didn't get it in a text message?
Oh, I might. I just got a text message.
There should be 4 text messages from us. It should be the very first text message. I'm going to send it to you again. I'll send it to you again in an email. So it can just be the most recent email that you received.
See, the text messages I've gotten from you is, this is Stephanie, your contact info. Stacy, please watch this video and check out this dashboard. That's all the messages I got. Google advertising. There's the $149 email.
Welcome to Local Splash. Welcome if you have any. Oh. Okay. Well, I did send you an email. It should be your most recent email. The invoice came to your email. The most recent email.
Just
sent it over.
Yeah, I guess it was just hung up in the outer spaces, interwebs of life right now.
Because I usually do it in order,
terms.
But I do it out. Yeah, please click here.
I thought this was a month to month. Hey, guys.
It says Local Splash Terms of Experience. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, those are all the services that we offer. Now, if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, it'll show the bundle package that we are getting you in for. And then there's a box that says, I certify that I am